Blackstone presents Hostile Takeover by Amelia Wilde. This book is read by Vivienne LaRue and Patrick Zeller.
1. Mason. Cornerstone still burns. The fire department contained the blaze, but it's not out. Nearby buildings are safe for the moment. The fire itself is not finished. It's still chewing through millions of dollars worth of material and investment. They'll have to dig through the debris to see if anything can be salvaged. No one will find anything. They never find anything worth saving. A siren cuts through the night, more of them arriving to manage the scene. An ambulance's red lights flash. A man bumps me on his way past, an elderly man on his arm. "Take deep breaths, Dad," the younger one says. "We're almost there." Jealousy tastes bitter, like ash, like heat. Two photographers jog toward the scene. A news truck screeches to a halt 30 feet away. They'll want this conflagration for their pickup shots. Somewhere a child is still crying, wailing. Her mother doesn't want to stay in case the fire spreads.
"Shell, I know it's late. Can we stay for the night?"
All this noise, all this motion, and all I can see are Charlotte's eyes. They've never been so blue. A priceless sapphire blue, flawless alongside rumpled hair and a t-shirt stained with dirt and ash. Orange flames from the wreckage of the cornerstone building flickers in those eyes. That fire is incinerating my heart.
"Don't do this," she says.
"Don't kill her father. Don't kill the man who made this happen." That denial, the denial of all this pain, all these years of struggle, all these years of knowing that one man was responsible for the suffering of my siblings, spurs me into motion. It's getting more chaotic here, not less. "Come see, motherfuckers. Come see what it looks like when your life goes up in flames." I could shout at them, rage at them, but I push it all down and move. A lesser pain in my cheek follows me. Charlotte hurries to keep up, her breath fast, her face pale. She has one fist clutched around the handle of her purse.
"Stop, please."
I don't answer. I don't want a conversation. I want this to be done, to be finished. The pain in my knee is bone cracking on bone. I can feel it grinding down into nothing. My entire leg is a raw ache at this point in the evening. All those stairs. All those people who needed help tonight. I need it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?